Today I want to talk to you about the difference between thinking and doing and getting the balance between them. And this is something that I often consider quite a lot. I think there's seasons in my life and in my work where it's more of a thinking season. And I think there's seasons in my life and my work where it's more of a doing season. And I think that those things can vary sometimes month to month, week to week, or even day to day. So what do I mean by this? There are some people who I believe don't take enough time to think. They don't take enough time in their day to think about the world around them. And they don't take enough time out of their year to think about the next things that they might want to do in their life and to see whether they're making progress towards their goals. And sometimes for these people, and I'm talking really about all of us at different times, it can be very useful to have a coach to help guide us with this and create some space in our lives and help us to create some space in our own lives so we have time to think. There's times though when we could be doing too much thinking. I'm certainly someone who perhaps overthinks. In general, I overthink, but I also feel that sometimes I'm a person who prioritizes thinking over doing. So I spend a lot of time making plans, I spend a lot of time strategizing, and sometimes I need to get round to doing things and I procrastinate too much. I tend to be the sort of person who, once I get into doing something, I can be quite decisive, but maybe it takes me a while to get there. So sometimes doing can be the right thing, and sometimes thinking can be the right thing. And there's no one combination that's going to work for everyone, or no one combination that's going to work for a single person all of the time. But the best thing to consider, I reckon, is this. If you are spending all of your time doing, what does that mean? Does it mean that you should introduce some more thinking time into your life? And if you're spending all of your time thinking and planning, does it mean that you really need to start doing the things that are important to you? And probably in any day, there's going to typically be a bit of a blend of both. There'll be some times when you're doing and carrying out tasks and taking them forward, and there'll be some time when you're reflecting and thinking about the next things you're going to do. I'd say typically I think a lot of people spend a lot of time doing. They get caught up in the busyness of everyday life, they get caught up in their jobs, they get caught up in all the tasks and all the bureaucracy that they need to do, and they don't take the time to think. But as I say, there's those of us who potentially think too much of the time and should have more of the doing. So there's no right answer to this, but it's something I really want you to consider. Where are the places in which you need more thinking in your life, and where are the places in which you need more doing?